Thank you, Tim. First, I'd like to thank the. I'd like to thank the portfolio committee for inviting us. And I'd like to start by introducing the members of the land bank present here. On my right is Herman Norgetti. Then it's myself, Nobasa Galila, here in the capacity of a deputy chairperson of the land bank. And then we have Mokhale Gwangwa. And chairperson, I'd like to extend an apology on behalf of our chairperson, Mr. Lumile Maguire, who couldn't be with us here today, as well as to the acting CEO of the land bank, who is Dr. Philemon Mashatan.
I just want to determine first, was 10 years notice given to the top officials of the land bank, in this case both the chairperson of the board as well as the CEO are not yet. Did we give them 10 years notice? If you could confirm that, chair, then I have a proposal to make.
Yes,
then may I address you on this issue? Firstly, chairperson, I'm sure that I'll be speaking for most members, that it is totally unacceptable that the chairman and the CEO are both not here. And not only do I want the deputy chairperson to convey our very serious misgivings about their not being present to them, but I would like to request, Chair, that the chair writes to the land bank, to the CEO and to the chairperson of the board, expressing our disgust at them having ignored us totally by not being present here today. And then, Chairperson, I personally do not see any point in proceeding with that meeting, because those are the people that are accountable, and those are the people that should have been here. And I would like to move, Chairperson, that we rather postpone this meeting to a day nominated by us, a day designated by us, and inform them timely that they need to be there here on that day. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, maybe one just to, of course, welcome the leading delegation before us. But having said that, I want to first to second Honorable Abraham in terms of the proposal, but I want to take it further. You know, I want to remind this committee that some time ago, I think on that day, we met at the Max Building. We then took a decision that if either a committee or an institution is going to present anything to the committee, we'll have to receive a presentation seven working days before the actual day. We went further in fact on that decision, that what would then really have to happen is that if they come on a particular day to present something to us, we'll have to receive that presentation and send them back so that it will give an extra time for us to peruse whatever they do. But having said that, if you look at our agenda in terms of point three, in the presentation that we're expecting in fact on the budget and tax plan, we don't have that, that's number one. Number two, of course, as Honorable has indicated that the chair and acting CEO, they are not here. And of course, fully seven, that there is no effect, even if we were to proceed, what are we going to proceed on? Was there no base for us to proceed on? Then on the basis of that, I'll step on that and then we can move to the point number four. Thank you.
Chair, thank you. I'd like to support the idea, but I would like to go much further than that, Here we've got an institution or state which now is controlled by the state, in which the minister is the chief of that institution. We are presented here with a weakened, should I say, or a low representative to come and tell us what is happening to the land bank, which was a couple of years ago a very fine, sound financial institution, and has been degraded to a point where the CEOs and everybody has been put on leave. And they must come and tell us what is happening. I think we can't expect what is happening here if we do not have the minister present. And I would suggest that we ask the minister to bring a delegation and put to this committee exactly where we stand regarding the land bank, what instructions were given to them, and to what extent they have complied to that instruction, and what the road ahead is. Because at the moment there are so many questions which I would like to ask. But I've got nothing in front of me. I've got last year's papers. I've got some other information which I gathered along the road. But I don't think there's anything in us going ahead, and I think we should do that with speed. That we ask the minister to come and give us a briefing on what is going to happen with the agenda.
Chairperson, I think we all accept the proposal. It has been second guarantee has been charged and we're honest with that. But one person that if could be given that privilege due to my age, I think that's just to answer one question. Did they come to present or did they come to tell us that the CEOs are not here? Second class answer that question, then we let them go. Thank you, sir.
Let me quickly answer those questions. Sometime last week, after our portfolio committee received informal information saying that they are not ready, they don't have their strategic plan in place. So my response was, we were having our program and adjusted a long time ago, and only they come today and say their strategic plan is not ready. We need them to come before the committee in whatever they have. We are not going to cancel anything. They must come before the committee with whatever they have, whether they have strategic planning or they don't have. So it's disappointing. I thought they would be under the full complement of their board and management. They will be before the committee and they are not here. Then here is the proposal now before us saying that we send them back further. That Dr. Cry said you must also invite the minister on the next meeting to be with us and learn back. And there was a proposal of that you must come up with a date in this meeting. If anybody will come up with a date, or we'll let the secretary work on that transfer sooner.
Sure.
Yeah,
maybe just question, you see the last part, which has been proposed by my comrade, Clive Maneka.
Brother.
Oh, my brother. Sorry. my brother, Clive. I don't think we will need to rush at that level first, you know, to say we are summoning the minister to come before us. But what we are saying we can do is to give the time frame for the stress and plan to be presented to us, so that once then we get to this one, then we can follow in terms of the next level. Make sure that we are informed about what is taking place. That one, just to say, the last part, I may not be in a position to support the last part, but the question of sending them back is fine, and then we can just give them time frame in terms of presenting the presentation that we're supposed to present to us. Maybe the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever, we'll get the team, not have a position. Okay,
my
lord,
let's
hear
on the last position. With the position of staff and CEOs and temporary CEOs and acting CEOs, nobody really has final say there because everything is in limbo. And the only person now really to give instruction and direction would be the minister, who is fully in charge. And we as an oversight committee here, in terms of governance, I think it has come to a point that we have to do it now. And we have to bite the bullet or else this thing will go on for another 3 weeks and another 3 weeks and then another delegation will come. Let's get to the point now that we sort out the land bank because so much is at stake. It has already cost the government nearly 2.2 billion rand. How much more before things are in place? So I really will ask my brother here next to me if he would not consider that we get this thing finally to a point now that we can really set off and give direction to what's happening at Lambda.
But I think we need to be advised. I don't know, we collect me from the member. On when are they going to finish the first plan for the community? So I'm not sure if I know. Is there any information that they have when are going to finish the first plan?
Thank you, Chair. We anticipate that we will have completed by the end of the month.
Chairperson, the deputy chairperson said end of the month. Did it take 3 weeks? And then we have no indication when after the end of the month are they in a position to appear before us. Then chairperson, I have a great deal of understanding about what the Honourable Panike has just said. But I think that we need to interrogate the officials first. The people that are in charge of driving the bank, that are in charge of its day-to-day affairs, are the people that we need to have here first. And thereafter, Chairperson, if need be, of course, there's nothing wrong in calling a minister, but I think it is essential that we apprise ourselves of what is happening at the level where things are being executed. I mean, the minister is not the person that executes things at the bank. And I think this would be the right route to follow. If there's unhappiness, if we are not satisfied with the responses that we receive from them, or we are not happy with a strategic plan or whatever they put before us, then of course we have to go to the principal. And then I would see no problem with it. So I think at this juncture, Chairperson, let us take the correct chain of command and see how far we get with that. But Chairperson, I think we need to, I don't know what our program looks like, I didn't bring a copy with me, but we need to determine a date, Chairperson. And when you write to them expressing our disgust that they are not here today, we need to inform them exactly when we want them here. I don't know for how long have they been working on the strategic plan, but I mean it cannot just take weeks and months to finalize a plan. And therefore, Chairperson, we need to set down certain time frames. Thank you very much. And this committee, Chairperson, as a parliamentary oversight body, needs to be taken seriously, not only by the Land Bank, but by every entity that has to report to Parliament. It needs to take us extremely seriously.
Okay. Again, I would like to ask indulgence for the fact that I request the Minister here. If we are to interrogate Land Bank in terms of their strategic plan, I must know what the instruction is that the Minister gave them as the chief overseer of this from government side. So we can only evaluate the plan or the plan that they put on the table if we know what the instruction is. And that is why I think it's still essential that we have the Minister here so that we can't play games, because I can see that the game will be played again. And we will then ask another. And we must get this, because a lot of money is at stake. And a lot of, especially in terms of the function that Land Bank plays in terms of agricultural and developmental finance, it is essential that we get this vehicle off the ground and running again. And we can only do that by getting now to a point where resources are. So I can ask that we do it in that way.
I really sympathize with the Combat Cry, but I think it's still too early to jump to that, you know, now. Let's just give that opportunity. No, Combat Cry, don't worry, we'll get there, you know. Let's just get there, and then from there, we'll take it from there. Thank you.
So what is the proposal?
Is that a normal sitting day for the committee, Chair? Tuesday.
Chair, could you just, could I ask that the objection of the DA, the minister, that he thinks that it is essential that the minister be here, and that I think that and I think that we feel very strong that this should be done immediately.
Chair, may I just on that point state categorically that we believe that the correct procedure would be to get the officials who are normally answerable to this committee and who have in fact throughout the years always appeared before this committee, that they appear before us and that they also, and I think this should be communicated, inform us about what their principles, mandates are to them, in addition to what the Act provides. So when they appear here, they could tell us exactly against what mandates can that strategic plan be measured. That would should satisfy us all for the time being. Thank you, Jeff.
So we pass this item as that is the calling the appointment on the plane in the 12th of September. The official amendment on the board, the full complement of this. And also we need to receive the subsidy flag before 7 days. Before they come before the committee. And also we the S Professor and the office of the Professor must write a letter of saying that we are not accepting their absence in this meeting because we cannot inform them about this meeting. We are not accepting strongly we feel that as this committee on behalf of Parliament they are acting against the constitution, which is we want them to be obliged to come before the committee. And then honourable members,
a point I said we need to ponder about so that we don't have to come back to some other problem. You are saying, sir, we have to agree that we meet on the 4th of the 6th of the 9th. And you are saying they must give the report 7 days before that day. But they have indicated that the report could be ready by the end of the month, so which gives us 3 days before the 4th. So then, are we being realistic when we say that they must give us the report before the 7 days before the 4th?
Upon them, it was 24 hours on this one. We are not going to always melt the situation.
I'm not saying we must melt the situation, but we're going to be realistic because we have accepted the what they say.
They will stick to it before that, maybe within those 7 days or 3 days before, but we ask them to work 24 hours on this one.
No, fine. So I wanted just to lay this here, but then we'll get to that correction.
So as long as we don't come back to that again, we will get to the spot.
No, I'm not going to come back.
Chair, I think the bottom line here is that the report must be here 7 days before the meeting. It is round about the 28th, if we take 7 days before the meeting. So by that Tuesday, we must have the report here. I think we must take that emphatically. You know, February has also got 28 days. So you accept that August has got 28 days for the land bank. The report must be here on the 28th. Thank you, Kate.
I want the real people here.
What are the dates?
5 June and 1st June. The first meeting is the 5th of June. Take one. Let anything follow the next thing that we need on the June. Take two.
They have a new candidate grammar.
Chair, I was unable to go through the minutes. Otherwise, I go through the time to find the report.
But what has happened to Brother Dahlia? Haven't you gone through you?
My convict drive.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think to support this Babolo Mesa. If you think maybe, I don't want to to retake them back. So when I look at it, I thought I'm going to retake them back, but for the sake of progress, I want to retake them back. But really, in terms of the grammar as indicated, and also the word order in particular, you know, because you see the word order there, when say, when supposed to be is, are, or when supposed to be whatever is to, taking to pursue the greater contribution, I think those things, what are meant by, what are meant, it's about what is meant, but not what are meant by environmentalism, I just suppose. I think those things just need to be really looked at, man. Really, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, I don't want to go page by page, but even on page 2, you have the same thing. Register are one of the, you know, those, I think, really, in terms of the word order and the grammar, it really needs to be accepted.
Embarrassment. I suggest that before the minutes are copied for it, that the status and looked at it. And then keep it. Okay. Because other mistakes they have that element that seems like it is
important. I was just maybe
the gentle person suggests that you receive these minutes as comrade or meditated before any distribution. Preferably 3 days before the distribution. You know, so that you could go through maybe twice, whatever. You know? And I thought that maybe the secretaries in that department, there are more than 2 or 3. I was just joking with my comrade Cry here. My brother Cry. That you see, when you are on lunch, they are more than 5. But when you are here in the meeting, only 1 or 2. You see? So I suppose, therefore, that they must not join us when we have to eat, but when we have to work, there is nobody. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately. This is a committee court that we are talking about here, not a party court. Thank you.
I move with the amendment.
I'm going to go to the next one.